Have you ever had a desire to do right and found it is just so hard sometimes to do what's right? Well, this is what the Bible talks about. I'm glad to report to you that there is a covenant that you can keep. Hello and welcome to Tony Brew Ministries, presenting the following session from Hebrews chapter 8, verses 6 through 12. The title is, The Covenant You Can Keep. How many times have we said, I just wish I could do right. I want to do right. I want to please the Lord. There's even a Negro Christmas spiritual that talks about sweet little Jesus boy. They made you be born in a manger. And part of it says, just seems like we can't do right. Look how we treated you. But that's how things is down here, Lord. We didn't know it was you. I'm glad to report to us today that there is a covenant that you can keep. I want to talk to us about the covenant you can keep. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 6. And this is quoting from the Old Testament, quoting from Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 31 to 34. And here we have it again in Hebrews chapter 8, verse 6 through 12. But now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. Thank God that we don't have to go by and live by the old covenant. We have a new covenant. A new covenant of mercy and grace. A new covenant that's established and founded on better promises. This is a new covenant. Now, we cannot put down the old covenant. We cannot do away with it. The old covenant was not done away in the sense that it was just abolished. Jesus said that heaven and earth will pass, but not one jot or one tittle will fail from the law till all is fulfilled. So the law is holy and just and good. There's nothing wrong with the law, but there was something wrong with lawbreakers. You and I just seem like we cannot do right. We're always coming short and always falling short. In fact, the scripture says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. For if that first covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second. If righteousness could have been by the law, then verily there would have been a commandment given to have brought righteousness. But by the deeds of the law shall no flesh be justified. If the first covenant had been faultless, no place would have been sought for the second. For finding fault with them, and you notice that he didn't say finding fault with it, finding fault with them. So what was the fault of the first covenant? It was not that the covenant itself was faulty, but it was you and I, people, the Jews, the Old Testament, and our world in general. We are the ones who have the fault. Finding fault with them, he saith, Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant, and I regarded them not, saith the Lord. This new covenant will not be like the old covenant. The new covenant is a covenant of freedom. The old covenant is a covenant of bondage. As long as you were doing, you were living. But the moment you quit doing, you quit living as far as the law is concerned. Blessed is the man who does those things that are written therein. As long as you were doing, you were okay. But the moment you quit doing, you quit living as far as God's righteousness and holiness and the law was concerned. This covenant was a covenant of bondage. It was a covenant that you had to do exactly what was right. It was a covenant that he said this new covenant would not be like the old one. The old one is a covenant that I made with their fathers when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt. God had to, as it were, take them by the hand and show them every little step to make. And it was an eggshell salvation, if you want to call it that. It was certainly an eggshell religion. You could just step off real easy and break the eggshell. That's the way it was under the old covenant. And this old covenant that I made with their fathers when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, it was always a covenant of owing. You owe me because I am the Lord your God. And that's what God said in the Ten Commandments. I am the Lord your God who led you out of the land of Egypt. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. When you read the Gentile version of the Ten Commandments, it always starts there. Thou shalt have no other God before me. But if you read the Hebrew, the Jewish version of it, it always goes back to that previous verse. I am the Lord your God that brought you out of the land of Egypt. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Because I did this for you, then this is the reason you ought to serve me. It was a covenant of servitude. It was a covenant of owing. It was a covenant of bondage. And this new covenant that I will make with the house of Israel, with the house of Judah, is not like the old covenant. The old covenant was broken. The old covenant could be broken because man had part of it. And anything that man has to do with can be broken and messed up. This new covenant will not be a broken covenant. Because the new covenant is not made between man and God, as it were, even though God said, I will make this covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. But the covenant is God's covenant. This new covenant would be a covenant between the Father and the Son. This covenant would not be broken. Now, you and I can either agree to get in on the covenant and be blessed by the covenant, or we can say, I don't want that anymore and turn away. But the covenant is not broken. You and I are broken, but the covenant remains true no matter what. Jesus shed his blood on the cross. He gave the sacrifice and the ultimate sacrifice, and he shed his blood for our redemption. He gave his body to be beaten and bruised, and his body was broken and flogged and scourged for our healing. And that's the covenant that we have today. And that covenant stands true forever. Nobody can undo that covenant. This is the new covenant. When he gave the disciples the element, the blood, he said, take this cup and drink it. This is my blood, the covenant of the new covenant of my blood that is shed for many for the remission of sins. And this blood was shed. Nobody can change it. No devil can stop it. Hell cannot rage against it. It can try, but it cannot do anything with the blood of Jesus Christ. This covenant was a blood covenant. Moses, under the old covenant, took blood and he sprinkled the book and the people in all the tabernacle. And he said to the people, this is the blood of the covenant that God has enjoined to you. This old covenant was animal blood sealed sacrifice, but it never did take away sin. The covenant, the new covenant, is a covenant of the blood of Jesus Christ, which will absolutely take away and do away with sin. This is not the old covenant. This is not the covenant that I made with your fathers when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant, and I regarded them not, says the Lord. Because they did not keep the covenant, God could not regard them. He could not bless them like he wanted to. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts. This covenant of God that is different from the old covenant, because this covenant is written in the mind, in the heart. I will put my covenant. I will put my laws into their mind. Your mind, you think with your mind, you feel with your mind, you have emotions. I will put my laws into their mind. You don't have to try to do right anymore. You don't have to try to be right. And people say, well, I try to live right. You don't have to try to live right. His law is in your mind. His law is in your thinking. You don't have stinking thinking anymore. Your brain is more than brainwashed. Your brain has been renewed by the power of God. Your mind is being renewed in the power of God. He puts his law into your mind and writes them in your hearts. The scripture said, "For with the mouth confession is made to salvation, with the heart man believes unto righteousness." Your heart has been filled with the love of God. Your heart has His laws written in your hearts. They're not written on tables of stone anymore, but they're written on the tables of your heart. Not a stony heart, but a heart of flesh that can move and breathe and know God. "I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people." God said many times to Israel, "Why won't you serve me? Why can't you hear my voice? Why will you not do the thing that's right?" And he tried over and over again and again to get them to do what was right. But they could not do what was right because their heart did not have a heart of love. Their heart did not have a heart of faith. And he says, "You have sinned against me and you've broken my covenant. You are not doing the thing that's right. I will be to them a God. They shall be to me a people." God's covenant, the new covenant, says that you can be God's people, that He can be your God. This new covenant takes that old ordinance out of the way, that old sin out of the way, that hard-heartedness out of the way. "They shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord." All right, Andy, let's brush your teeth. All right, kids, let's get up. Let's go to church. All right, Christian, put one foot in front of the other. Now love your neighbor now. Now be good to your neighbor now. Let's do what's right. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's not the way it is. A new covenant is a covenant that's written in your heart, in your life, and you're shown what to do. God helps you to do what's right. He shows you to do what's right. You don't have to teach your neighbor and say, "All right, now let's know the Lord. Come on, brother, let's know the Lord. For all shall know me, from the least to the greatest." The new covenant is a covenant that includes everyone. It's not bound by race. It's not bound by gender. It's not bound by color. The new covenant includes everyone. "For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more." This is a covenant of pardon, a covenant of forgiveness. God is allowed under this new covenant because of what Jesus did for us. He can be merciful to our unrighteousness. He can forgive our sins and our iniquities. That's what the new covenant is all about. The covenant you can keep, the new covenant, not only gives you the ability to do right, but to be right and live right. You can do right. You can be right. You can live right. Romans 2:14-15. "For when the Gentiles, which have not the law, do by nature the things contained in the law, these having not the law are a law unto themselves." The law is written in our hearts and in our minds. We don't have to go looking for the Word of God saying, "Show me what to live. Show me how to do." The Gentiles, these are people that just did not even have a chance. We were separated from the promises of the Commonwealth of Israel, without hope, without God in the world. But now, through the blood of Christ, we who were far off are made nigh by the blood of Jesus. The Gentiles, which have not the law, when they do by nature the things contained in the law, these having not the law are a law unto themselves, which show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness. The conscience has been changed. Instead of a hard, seared, calloused conscience, we have a conscience that's been changed by the power of God and been softened by the love and the Word of God. Their conscience bearing witness and saying, "Yeah, that's right, preach it, boy, bless him, Lord." And their conscience bears witness. Their thoughts, the meanwhile, accusing or else excusing one another. Your thoughts, you can accuse each other. The thoughts can. They can say, you know you're not doing right, boy. This law of God is written in your heart. You don't have an excuse now. You got to shape up. You got to do what's right. The thoughts can accuse one another or else they can excuse one another. They can say, "Well, you know, you can't be too hard on yourself. After all, you're living under the new covenant of mercy and grace now. God has blessed you. He's going to make a way for you. You don't have to go on beating yourself up and beating yourself down because God has made a way now that you could be saved. He's made a way that you could have life and have it more abundantly." And so instead of excusing ourselves, we can lift ourselves up instead of the thoughts accusing each other and putting you down all the time. You have a way that you can keep the covenant that God has given you. This is the covenant, not an old stone dead covenant, but this is the new covenant. Thank God the new covenant shows you how to live, it shows you how to give, it shows you how to be like Jesus Christ and conforms us to the image of God's dear Son. What a wonderful God we serve, because we're living in the new covenant of mercy and grace. We're living in the new covenant of freedom and forgiveness. This is a covenant you can keep. This is a covenant you can keep because it keeps you. We're kept by the power of God. We're kept by the love of God. We're kept by the Word of God. And thank God for that new covenant of love, mercy, and grace. Father, I thank you for this opportunity to be here today in this Zoom room with these people, wherever we find ourselves. I pray that you would bless us, encourage us with your word, to no matter what's going on around us, be able to know that we can keep God's word because God's word keeps us. And we pray that you give us strength to bless and reach out to others. Others might be saved and born again and come into this wonderful relationship of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
You have been listening to a message from Hebrews chapter 8, verses 6 through 12. The title has been, The Covenant You Can Keep. Make sure that Jesus Christ is your Savior and you know Him as your Lord today. You can keep His covenant, the new covenant. He will cause you to do right, be right, and live right. This has been a production of Tony Broome Ministries.